This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Wow. 101 miles per hour. And McCutchen, understandably so, upset. But showing no sign of being in any pain. Oh, yeah. Just a quick stare at Chapman.
Acting like he got hit with a tennis.
How about that?
A tennis ball. It's no big deal.
Wow. Man.
You know, that one had to hurt a little bit. And no reaction. No reaction toward where he got hurt.
Oh, they're teammates again. Andrew McCutchen and Aroldis Chapman. The incident over 10 years ago now when Aroldis Chapman hit McCutchen in the back, 100-mile-per-hour fastball. What was it, 3-0 game? You heard Greg Brown, Bob Walk. Well, who you hear on these airwaves when the Pirates season comes around were just a matter, not months, weeks away from hearing those friendly voices once again. And they will be calling both of those players for the 2024 Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. Man, I did not expect a free agent signing to see middle of the day yesterday, later on in the night, that the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Ben Cherington has been pointing at it, that a move has been coming. They've been trying to make deals. And while the bullpen did need another piece, no doubt, the bullpen needed one more piece, especially a piece that could solidify the back end and provide even more support, more help for Bednar and Holderman in the back end in the eighth and ninth innings. Oh, you got your guy. Now, Andrew McCutchen and Aroldis Chapman, we know that there's not too much of a good history there, but this would not be the first time since that incident these two would have played together. They were both on the Yankees in 2018. Now, there was speculation, would the Pirates make this move unless Andrew McCutchen signed off on it? There's obviously a lot of tension there. There's obviously the issue of Aroldis Chapman being a not very good dude. An incident from 2015. Aroldis Chapman allegedly fired gunshots, choked his girlfriend after an argument. There were no charges that were filed. He admitted to firing 8 shots at the handgun, 7 of which went into a concrete wall inside his garage, and 8 of which went through a window in an open field. This from an article from Bleacher Report in 2015 with reports from John Heyman as well as Jeff Passan. John Heyman, our Odyssey insider, who was at CBS Sports at the time. Aroldis Chapman is a 2-time World Series champ. He won it with the Cubs. You remember the miraculous break the streak, Steve Bartman, the Billy Goat, the drought in Chicago over 100 years of not winning a World Series. And Aroldis Chapman, at times, they overworked him, help push that team from the playoffs to a World Series. And he's still pretty good. He won the World Series with the Texas Rangers last season. Pitched pretty well. He had his moments. There were times when Texas couldn't really rely on him in the playoffs, but they still went back to him, as you do with the Aroldis Chapman. Overall, 6-5. He had a 3.09 ERA in 61 total games, 58 and a third innings pitched. Yeah, he could still strike out just about two batters per inning. 103 overall strikeouts compared to 36 walks. Still the fastball that'll blow by anybody. But the Royals did an ERA plus of 169. An actual ERA of 245 in 31 games with Kansas City, 4-2 record, before being traded over to Texas. So, Cincinnati, you know the story. He also pitched 7 years with the Yankees, was there after playing with Cincinnati, where he was a four-time All-Star 2012 to 2015 with the Reds, and then was traded to the Cubs for that miracle run. Had a 101 ERA in 26 and two-thirds innings, struck out 46. That was all the way back in 2016, which doesn't seem like that long ago. Went back to the Yankees for another 6 years before signing with Kansas City, getting traded over to Texas. Signs a one-year deal. It's $10.5 million. $10.5 million for Aroldis Chapman. No option. It's a straight-up one-year deal for $10.5 for a reliever. Now, there's a couple of ways that you can look at this and go about it. Because, believe it or not, Aroldis Chapman on your Pittsburgh Pirates is the most expensive player on the roster in terms of base. He's second in terms of base salary to Marco Gonzalez at $12 million, but Marco Gonzalez money's being picked up by Atlanta. And the Pirates are only paying just a couple of million to Gonzalez. Aroldis Chapman is getting $10.5 million from the Pirates on a one-year deal. The next closest is Brian Reynolds at $10 million after he signed his record $106 million extension last year, a couple weeks into the season. Martin Perez, $8 million. Ke'Bryan Hayes, $7 million. Mitch Keller's at about $5.5 million in arbitration. Another $5 million deal for Andrew McCutchen. David Bednar is going to make $4.5 million. Rowdy Tellez will make $3.5 million. So on and so forth. The Pirates have money. Their projected payroll right now, they got a lot of cash they can still use. They're looking at about $85 million, maybe about $78-ish, depending on how things work out with, because the way SpotTrack at least is tracking it for overall starting pitching and whatnot. It is the 12.5 for Marco Gonzalez, also a $15 million option for 2025, but the Pirates are paying a much lower premium for that number. This, in terms of an overall baseball move, is a good one for the Pirates. I like it. I don't like the person. I don't like the personality. I don't like the person that Aroldis Chapman is. I don't. That's okay. You cannot like him, but still root for the team. And people were saying on Twitter, oh, this makes it so much more unlikable to try to root for the Pirates. Get out of here. There's so many instances of players that make the team better. You end up cheering them on, and that's the end of it. Are you not going to cheer for Aroldis Chapman when he strikes out somebody in the eighth inning, comes in a bases-loaded jam? Pirates are up by four. They're going to try to get the hold down. Somebody, some regular reliever comes in the eighth inning because it's a non-hold situation or going to a non-save situation, and Aroldis Chapman strikes out the side to get out of it. Or if he records 30-some holds, is able to get the ball to David Bednar in the ninth inning, even if he pitches the seventh inning, it's a spot that the Pirates have struggled to get the ball to the back end of their relievers and make it a Shark Tank bullpen like 2013, 2014, 2015, where when you went to Mark Melancon, when you went to Tony Watson, when you went to Jason Grilley, the game was over, automatic, Pirates win after seven innings. After six innings, the games were over. And Aroldis Chapman helps bring that back. You don't have to like him. You don't have to like what he did throwing at Andrew McCutchen on multiple different occasions in his career. They can mend fences, put things aside. They're on the same team now. He's a two-time World Series champ. Is he like going to be a mentor for people down in the bullpen? I don't know if that's the case. Probably not. But he's still an arm that, look, if you're not in it at the trade deadline, and I think that the Pirates will be at the trade deadline this year, you could trade him and probably get something potentially decent for him, but we're not thinking about that. This Pirates season has to be about winning. It has to be about truly competing. And the other narrative that I saw is that this move, and it might be a true narrative, the $10.5 million, again, second most money allocated to anybody on the roster this year overall, but it's the highest the Pirates are going to be paying, to Aroldis Chapman for a left-handed reliever who's 35, but he still throws 100 miles an hour. He can still blow the fastball by you. He does kind of struggle with walks still. But the other narrative that I kept seeing was, oh, this is just the Pirates trying to convince us they'll spend a little bit of money on a guy who used to be very good. He's still kind of good. 309 ERA in 61 games last year, a couple saves. And it's Ben Cherington trying to move the attention a little bit off to the point that they have not signed any starting pitchers. They haven't traded for any starting pitchers. Who's going to play right field? And those are still questions that are needed to be asked. But Ben Cherington did mention at Pirates Fest and in other various interviews that he's had with the media that they feel like, I think it was 30% is what he said, but in multiple different scenarios where it's been Bob Nutting, it's been Ben Cherington. And I think it's funny that Bob Nutting, in an interview with our Pirates insider Jason Mackey earlier this week, I think it might have been Sunday, the story came out. The next day, not too much, just hours after Bob Nutting and the story with Jason Mackey, it's very adamant the Pirates need to continue to add and that Ben Cherington has the resources to add, went out and added a big-time reliever. Aroldis Chapman is still a good player. He's going to help this Pirates team. It's a one-year deal, straight up, 10.5. If it doesn't work out, you could trade him. He's going to be solid. He's going to have his clunkers where he comes in, a couple of guys get on base, whether it's hit by pitch or he's wild. And there are times where he'll just throw four balls completely out of the strike zone, not even close. It's a little odd, and then he'll find his control again. Might be a three-run home run sprinkled in every once in a while. Once in a blue moon, maybe once every 20 appearances, 15 appearances. The Pirates' potential bullpen. David Bednar, the hometown hero, is the closer. Colin Holderman, you can either utilize him who throws 98, close to 100. Sometimes he touches 100, just like Chapman. You could utilize Holderman, his wicked movement on the breaking pitches, in either the eighth, or you could use Colin Holderman in the seventh. Colin Holderman in the seventh is a pretty good deal. Remember, Pirates acquired him for Daniel Vogelbach. Vogelbach, who, yeah, I mean, had his moments with the Mets. Colin Holderman is a consistent reliever that this team can rely on for a while. He's good, and he's under team control for a good bit as well. I mean, he's still in pre-arbitration. They got 4 years of club control left on Colin Holderman as well. 5 years of club control still on Colin Holderman. You still have a lot of time with Carmen Majinski as well in the back end of the bullpen. Don't forget about Dari Moretta, as I did when putting out the potential Pirates bullpen tweet. With still a few spots up for grabs. Well, one of them that I was looking at goes to Dari Moretta. He would be my bullpen. David Bednar is the closer. I'd put Aroldis Chapman in the eighth. Colin Holderman in the seventh. I wouldn't mind if they flipped those two. See how it goes. I wouldn't mind it. Maybe Chapman as a lefty reliever in the eighth, sandwiched in between the righties and Bednar and Holderman. It also gives you another high, impactful left-handed pitcher in the bullpen. You're going to have eight guys in the bullpen. Why not have three of them be lefties? Jose Hernandez, you're probably either going to be in the bullpen Or they could potentially try to stretch him out as a starter. Was the Rule 5 draft pick last year, was on the roster the whole entire year. So you're able to do that. If you want to send him to spring training, potentially as a starter, I don't think they will. They might try to test it out. He's another guy that, give him a little bit more seasoning, more chances, more run with the coaching staff, where there's not a lot of changes from last year. Jose Hernandez is another guy. How about Ryan Borucki? Now, I'm sure nobody wants to ride home about Ryan Borucki because he's not somebody that completely alters things. But he's a good player. He can really pitch. He's a guy that the Pirates have been able to rely on. And that's not something that I necessarily expected from somebody who they picked up from various places. It was off waivers. He last pitched in Seattle to 4.26 ERA in 2022. When he was pitching with Seattle, was with Toronto, and was terrible in his career with Toronto. He had one good year in 2020 when he had 2.70 ERA in 21 games. That was the COVID-shortened season. Ryan Borucki in Pittsburgh, 40 in a third innings. He struck out 33. Okay. You know, he walked four. He had four home runs. He had a 2.45 ERA with a 0.74 whip. Walks and hits per innings pitched. He doesn't walk anybody. He doesn't give up a lot of hits. He's going to be in your bullpen. Money Moretta, who is the new Jared Hughes on this team, the fix-it guy, the get-out-of-a-jam guy. I like how this bullpen stacks up. Now, again, the starting rotation, oh my word, still needs some help. It's Mitch Keller. Long pause, that's it. It's Mitch Keller. I think you can feel decent about Martin Perez. It's not a groundbreaking move, but Martin Perez, Aroldis Chapman, two veterans, two left-handed pitchers, two guys who pitched for the Texas Rangers on their way to the World Series, on their way to winning the World Series. You can tweet me about this at Austin R. Bechtold. I want your thoughts. What do you think about the Pirates' moves? Also, you can tweet me about the Penguins. And oh, the Penguins. An own goal with Chris Letang. Oh, no, delayed penalty. Pens were going to be on the power play. They had an opportunity to potentially come back against the Coyotes. They were playing in a small venue. Arizona doesn't even, again, have their own rink. Probably 75% of the arena was Penguins fans. And they blow it. They never had the lead. It was an unacceptable game. It was a disaster for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pass from Letang back to Evgeny Malkin. And just lackadaisical with the puck, knocking it into the net. We can talk about that. We can talk Pirates much more. 412-928-9370. You can call in. The Fanway Morning Show for the Average Joe. It's presented by CGR Wholesale, where the Average Joe buys like a pro at CGR Wholesale. Also, Fan Weather. It's brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado at sunchevy.com. Currently 32 degrees. I was talking to Doran earlier. It felt like we were in Miami this morning getting to the car because it wasn't 5 degrees. There wasn't a wind chill that was blowing around and being negative walking into the car. High of 42 today. With a low of 30. There is some snow chances, actually, in the next hour or so. Other than that, partly cloudy skies. We do have the chance for rain. There was supposed to be some freezing rain, but not that I saw last night, and at least not that affected the roads, the driveways, all of the above. Tomorrow, 70% chance of rain, high of 47. We could get up to a high of 55 on Friday. I'm Austin Bechtold with you here on the Fan Early Morning Show. Much more coming up on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He'll bring it along and into delayed penalty.
Now this is big for the Penguins. They're just trying to kill as much time off.
It went in! Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it was that bad. An unexpected goal, an unexpected own goal with the Penguins trailing Arizona 3-2 in what was basically a home game in Arizona, and the Penguins squandered it. They looked horrendous. The Penguins just can't get out of their own way, right? Chris Letang, no look, drop pass back to Evgeny Malkin. There's a delayed penalty, so the net is open. And Letang, again, just lackadaisical play from Letang. And Evgeny Malkin, just hee-ho, hee-ho. Not even... It's just frustrating. And you saw the words, if you watch the game, you watch the clip of Chris Letang saying, just, oh my word, how? I'm sure he said something a little bit more derogatory than that. But the Penguins, I just don't know the greatest reason for optimism. I'm not the biggest Tristan Jarry supporter. I've never been a big backer of him. I think he shrivels up in big moments. Yes, I understand he leads the league in shutouts. Okay. He has his moments. He's a good goalie about half the time. Maybe about 65% of the time. Maybe that. Which maybe that's what you'll take. Maybe 65 is an over-exaggeration and too much of a stretch. Maybe. 5-2 the loss to Arizona. I know Arizona's better this year. They haven't been in previous years. You don't lose to Arizona. You don't. Pens are still seventh in the Metro. After being just a couple points back a second, they're now eight back of Philadelphia. They played 44 games. They have 48 points. Philadelphia. Really? 47 games played. 56 points. I know they have a couple games in hand. Okay. But you're talking about Washington. They're 2 points back. Three to the Islanders. Three to the Devils. Seven to Carolina, eight to the Flyers. The Rangers are stretched out in the Metro with 46 games played, 60 points. They're looking like they might win the Metro. Obviously, a lot of hockey still to be played. And when you look at the wild card, this is not the end of the season for the Penguins. They're six in the wild card. Yeah, they're only 5 points back at Tampa Bay. But you know, there's always these games that you look at and you say, man, if we had one or two back... They needed a point last year. Chicago, Blackhawks, remember? That was the game. Well, sometimes there are games earlier on in the season as well that make you think. They put you on notice. They make you pause for a second. And they make you ponder what really should come next for this team. Take all the emotion out of it. Take Evgeny Malkin out of it. Take Sidney Crosby out of it. Keep Sidney Crosby. Take Chris Letang out of it. Take the emotion out of it. What has Erik Karlsson really done for this team? Not too much. I mean, in reality, what has Erik Karlsson done? Erik Karlsson, who is a stat sheet stuffer. He was minus two. Two shots on goal. Okay, he had a hit. Nice. He did have an assist. Erik Karlsson on the season, 44 games, 7 goals and 26 assists. This is somebody who's won multiple trophies, multiple awards, best defenseman in hockey, at least from a statistical standpoint, and a lot of that is just because of the offensive output that he had on the Sharks. This is concerning. They're not in doom mode yet. Sidney Crosby should never be... See, here's the thing. This is the difficult circumstance that the Penguins are in. Sidney Crosby should never play for any other organization, no matter what happens, ever in the history of hockey. No, definitely not. Don't let it happen. Never. Should never suit up for another jersey ever again, no matter what happens. Because that's your right to Sidney Crosby. That's your right to the fan base. That's your right to hockey, no matter what happens, no matter how much you might be struggling. That's your right. You have... That just has to be done. Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang. I think more of the same for Malkin. Letang, eh. I'd keep them both and continue to ride it out, and you might just have to take the lumps. There's two different ways to look at it. You trade them all, team first, all the guys are gone. I don't think any of them will agree to it. They want to ride out together. But this is just concerning. Crosby again scored. He got 27 goals. He's going to score 50 this year if he stays healthy. Cross your fingers he does. Tristan Jarry, 22 saves on 26 shots. Not very good. Lars Eller had a goal. Jason Zucker and Nick Bjugstad scored. Remember those names? It's alarming. It's concerning. They need something. Again, we keep saying, when is the spark going to happen? When is the switch going to flip? And so far, it hasn't. Austin Bechtel with you. The pre-show is next with Doran on the FAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.